talking with Joel Despain, spokesman for the Madison Police Department, following up on this two-car collision at the intersection of State and Johnson. Joel, I guess just tell us what we know about the drivers involved and what happened.
We had the driver of the car that seems to have caused the crash. She's a 78-year-old woman. We're not sure. It's possible she was having a medical emergency. At any rate, she was coming the wrong way on Henry Street, right next to the Overture Center, and she proceeded at a high rate of speed through Johnson Street, collided with a car. Those two vehicles then hit a pedestrian, not sure which one. They were kind of together at the time they hit that pedestrian. And then one of the cars hit an area where it's a seating area outside the Cozy restaurant, and there was a good deal of debris flying at that point. There was another person who was struck, another pedestrian. It's not clear at this point whether that pedestrian was struck by a vehicle or if that pedestrian was struck by a chair or a table or something like that, some of the debris that was flying.
Getting back to the first driver, we heard from some witnesses that there was an earlier attempt by officers to stop her vehicle.
My understanding, and again, I don't have all the information yet, but there was a pedestrian near West Washington Avenue and Henry Street who thought that this driver's behavior was somewhat sticking out, and I think tried to get an officer's attention who was nearby to this driver. The officer then followed the driver on Henry Street as the driver headed toward the Overture Center at a very low rate of speed, is what I understand. This driver, the 78-year-old woman, was going very, very slowly. The officer has indicated to me that she thought this driver was actually going to just pull over. Instead, the driver accelerated quickly, and we're looking at maybe about 100 yards, and she just, for whatever reason, whether it was a medical emergency or something else, instead of stopping for the officer and continuing at a slow rate of speed, accelerated rapidly and then struck that car on Johnson Street.
Tell me about what you know about the injuries to the pedestrians.
Well, it's too early to say too much, but we do know that one of the pedestrians suffered a head injury. We're pretty fresh on the scene of this, and so I don't want to go too far as to talk about how extensive the injuries are. We are getting some indication that they may not be life-threatening, but again, we don't want to go too far with this at this point. I've been around a lot of head injuries, and things can change fairly rapidly. But again, the most significant injury appears to be a head injury to one of the pedestrians.
And the drivers?
The drivers were transported. I've not been given any indication that those injuries are serious, but again, these people are being evaluated at the hospital as we speak.
I know there is a camera at this intersection. Is it possible that might give us more detail on what occurred?
Yes, in fact, I've already had the opportunity to review video that we have in-house at the police department. One of our downtown cameras is at this intersection, and it shows pretty clearly at least part of what took place here.
Right. Joel Despain, thanks very much.
You're welcome.